Well, all the major churches have released their Easter messages, and to be honest, most of them say pretty much the same as they always say. But at the Uniting Churches, always, they're making us think. Deirdre Palmer, President of the Uniting Church, what's the theme of your Easter message this year?
The theme of my Easter message is that love is the lens through which God sees us, and that God's expansive love for us transforms people's lives. And I see it in the young people that I work with in the Uniting Church, in their embrace of inclusion and addressing some of the violence and the hatred that they see around them by embodying God's love.
So how much do you think Australians are listening? I mean, the Royal Commission, it's been an awful year for the churches, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been an awful year for the churches, and I think certainly we need to lament what's taken place in our name and undermining the trust. And that's why it's important that we continue to be the bearers of God's hope, that it's God that defines us and invites us into this loving, trusting relationship and invites the churches to confession when we don't live out the community life that God calls us to.
Now, in many ways, Deirdre, I think that kindness has got to be at the heart of everything we do, because after all, Jesus lived loving compassion, didn't he?
Yes, and I think kindness and compassion, I think, you know, the definition of compassion is to notice the suffering of another and to take action to alleviate suffering, you know, so I think it is. It's the heart of the gospel of what Jesus proclaimed in his life and death and resurrection.
I'm talking with Deirdre Palmer from the Uniting Church. Deirdre, does it concern you that compassion has gone missing from so much of our political discussion these days?
Oh, certainly, Bill. I think that we need to be people-focused on justice and fairness for Australians and our neighbours. And I think that should be the priority rather than I think sometimes political point scoring and favouring people's self-centeredness rather than seeing that actually Australians are not self-centred. My experience of Australians is that they're generous in their offering of community service, in their offering to our partners overseas. So I think it would be great if politicians spoke to that better self in us as Australians.
In these troubled times, Deirdre, what's the message of hope that you see?
I see the message of hope in, as I highlighted in my Easter message, these young adults that I've been with who address racism and hate crimes and would say, no, love overcomes violence, that hope emerges in despair. And they experience it in a personal relationship with Christ, and they see that the gospel has an impact on the way they live personally, socially, politically. They see that the gospel is not only about a private relationship, but it's actually the way you live your life in the world.
Now, a really personal question, Deirdre.
Yes.
How did Jesus change your life?
Oh, transformed my life in that I felt deeply loved as a young person, that my sense of identity was defined by this God of the second chances who gives the opportunity to begin again every day, and who calls me to love others, so that I actually see the world in a different light because of this Jesus who's transformed me. And, of course, I see it over and over again in the Uniting Church, particularly in our young people, but in our older people who are engaged in that kind of transformative relationship in the world.
God bless you, Deirdre. Thanks for talking
to us. Thank you very
tonight.
Much, Bill.